Box. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Destructo Boxcast, sort of. This is Joey.
And Phil.
And Phil is in my house.
In his house.
So, you may have noticed through some of our comment responses on Facebook and YouTube and whatever that Phil lives in LA now. That was kind of going to be
big news.
Yeah, it was going to be a surprise, but we never really got around to doing a sweet announcement video party about it.
Yeah, we baited you with big news for a long time.
Yep.
This is it.
Hey, Phil's here. Phil lives like 2 minutes from me now. That means good things for everybody, especially me.
Yes.
Which is all I really care about.
And our wives.
I guess. That just means we're going to be hanging out all the time and making them angry.
They don't get angry when we hang out.
Oh, okay.
I think they get angry when we don't hang out. The interpretation I take from all of my wife's comments is, you aren't hanging out with Joey enough.
Why are you home right now? It's 2 p.m.
Yeah. I don't know how to read sarcasm from her, so I don't
know. Coffee.
Why don't you just go to Joey's? Great idea.
Yeah, I love Joey's house. He has all the cool Legos. So this is supposed to be Boxcast number 12. We were going to record this, I think, 3 months ago.
A year's worth of Boxcasts.
So I think we're going to treat this more as like an update cast. Just throw cast at the end of everything.
Boring cast
2012.
News! News!
So I have the show notes from Boxcast 12 with a bunch of super relevant info on them now about shows that are no longer on the air, about Kate Upton's Cat Daddy video.
Ooh.
Which if you haven't seen that, you guys should still probably go see that.
Why is it called Cat Daddy?
Because Cat Daddy wanted Dougie. I think that's one of the words in the song. I've watched it a lot, but mostly on mute, so I'm not really sure why it's called that.
I didn't know there was audio on it.
It's really good.
Somebody really got into the slow-mo filters.
Yeah, they did. I think
functionality of their editing software.
I think one of us needs to grow bigger boobs and buy a better slow-mo filter. I call not it, though.
Are we going to... So just with me in like a bikini... Doing that dance?
Yeah, that's what
dance.
I'm saying. Yeah.
In slow-mo?
Phil Juan Dougie.
Weaving my thighs in and out.
You got to do it as good as her, though.
I'm start going to yoga classes and Pilates so that I can...
Dougie?
Yeah, but only for my legs.
What is Dougie?
I'm going to let my upper body get really, like, bulbous and round, and then my legs are going to be really, like, flexible and toned so that I can do that dance.
Okay, he's doing the dance so everybody knows.
Yeah, but sitting down. It's a lot easier. Can I sit down when we record this?
I guess so. Okay, so there's a lot of things going on right now. One of them being our show is not on iTunes right now. So I'm really hoping everybody who is subscribed to this show gets this. And if you could do us a huge solid... Just send an email to Phil. Where should they email?
Boxcast@destructobox.com.
Yeah, just let us know if you get this or not once I post it to the feed, because even though you can't see our show, you supposedly can still download our show. iTunes and my host, GoDaddy, just to throw two names under the bus, are totally not helping me out at all. I've been emailing them for about a month and a half now, and no one is able to help me get my show back online, or our show, excuse me, get the show back on iTunes. It says it's only available in the UK stores, and then I switch my iTunes to the UK stores, and then it just says this item is not available. So I don't really know what to do.
So there's a good chance that people who subscribed are getting the show, right?
Yeah, I think so, because I was able...
It'll like auto-download for them, but...
I think so, because I'm still subscribed on my computer, and I could go to old episodes that aren't on my computer, download them, and it still works. So I'm just going to assume that people who are subscribed still can read the feed. But we're gonna figure out what's up with that. Whether it means starting a new feed or I can't really get iTunes or GoDaddy to do anything. So it's probably gonna mean starting a new feed.
Please say hostage situation.
Yeah, just email us. I got this, or some form of that. Even if you think somebody else has already done that, I don't care. I want 1,000 messages that say I got this, just so we know, please.
And like screen grabs, but kind of have like porn open in the background or something.
It's really embarrassing stuff in your tabs, please. Oh, that's what our fans
the best,
like.
The best tabs will get a prize.
Yeah, it only took us about 3 months to mail out our last prize.
They're in the mail, though, right?
Three of the four are in the mail. I'm not going to say whose is not in the mail yet.
Yeah. Well, they probably, by the time this is up, hopefully the mail worked.
I've been emailing the post office for a month and a half why our stuff isn't getting to people. So that is the biggest thing.
Hey, look, Joey and Brian are unemployed on this note.
Yeah, this is, May 4th. This is when Brian and I were unemployed and doing lots of work together. It was a good time. Brian came over almost every day. And we hung out. We made game program attacks. Pretended like we weren't sad. It was pretty fun.
I worked right up until the day that I left. We started moving, like officially driving, on a Friday. And I worked the morning of that Friday at my job in Chicago. And then I left early. And didn't really care. I just like, hey, I'm gonna go.
So I'm not coming back anymore. See you guys.
And then we drove out for a few days with our dog, who actually did pretty well in the
Joey
car.
Joey 2.
Yeah. No. No. His name is Franklin.
And Joey 2.
He doesn't get boners anymore. So.
Right.
Anyway, made it out. Found a sweet apartment just a few minutes from Joey. And then started working another job.
Yay, with me.
Yep, but Joey and I work in the, Joey and I work in the same office now.
It's so. Pretty sweet. I see Phil every day. You guys are probably jealous.
But he doesn't throw his hands up in the air and hug me every time I walk in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And just appreciate the fact that he sees me every day.
Sometimes I look at you.
Just longingly?
Like, no, like I look at you when you come in sometimes. Sometimes I don't even do that.
I don't know if you're just like taking note, like, remember the last 3 years how it wasn't like this? This is how it is now.
Every day, just, and then it goes away.
Yeah, well, we're hugging and other people come into work. We don't have to explain ourselves anymore.
It took a couple days, though.
It did for a little while.
I'm pretty sure that's why we had that meeting about things you're not supposed to do at work.
Oh, yeah.
One of them was like bros hugging in the hallway. Apparently, that's weird.
Yeah, that was a... Yeah, it's a weird addendum to a sexual harassment meeting.
Oddly specific.
There's nothing, like, sexually unwanted about our hugs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say there's nothing sexual about them.
Is it weird that we scream there is nothing sexually unwanted about these hugs in the hallway? It's probably something.
Well, I thought that by yelling that we were...
Absolved?
We were absolved of any wrongdoing.
Apparently not. I guess that weirds people out.
And also draws more attention to them.
Well, they wouldn't be super passionate if people weren't observing. It's like, oh, look at them really get
I
in
like
there.
I like when people watch.
You scream that as well. Yes. That's really weird. All right.
Okay.
Game program attacks still being made.
Yeah, we're still doing that thing.
People asking us why we're doing that thing instead of another thing.
Which we started doing the other thing, too, now that we see each other more often.
Yeah, we're doing lots of things.
So much stuff. Well, less stuff and more things, but still some stuff.
We started the Explosive Magico channel, which I hope you guys have subscribed to already.
Yeah, just go to youtube.com/ExplosoMagico.
Why don't you spell that for them?
ExplosoMagico.
Yep, super long, complicated fake word. Let's find that, everybody.
Find it. Yeah.
Super secret underground club.
We started that channel so that we could post some live action stuff along with some new animated stuff that isn't necessarily tied to Mondo, but probably have some behind the scenes of our shows that are on Mondo. It felt a little more correct since we are broadening our horizons, so to speak, to have a larger larger brand that's encompassing every, like, all the different shows that we're doing.
Yeah, instead of just the DestructoBox channel. Which, if we could have just renamed that, that would have been super easy. But apparently you can't do that.
Yeah, YouTube.
Mm-hmm. I've been emailing YouTube for a month and a half. They don't email me back.
Yeah. Man, Joey, you suck at emailing.
It turns out I'm just screaming at the computer. I never actually email anybody.
Is this how it works?
Hey, I'm upset.
Email.
So we have one welcome video on the Explosive Magico channel as of right now. It's super high quality, and you should watch it.
Yeah, watch it 1,000 times.
Weirdly, it made our wives laugh more than anything we've actually spent a lot of time on.
We had both of them. I mean, I was surprised because I think that my wife usually prefers me to be completely disassociated from the things that I'm doing. So the fact that, like, my face is now on the video, maybe she just thinks I look funny. I don't know. That's probably
this video is hilarious. I didn't hear anything, but it looks hilarious.
Yeah. She thought that my new driver's license photo
was pretty good.
It was by far the worst one that I've ever taken. I look like somebody that you'd find on AmberAlert.com or whatever the...
We'll just put your driver's license, just the picture, as the show art.
All right.
Okay. Let's not forget to do that.
Please don't use it for your fake stealing. IDs.
I'll crop out all the other stuff, but...
You can make it fake. Just change all the letters and numbers to other things.
So we post your full ID.
Yeah, but change everything about it except the picture.
So can I just post the picture?
Make a fake ID.
Okay.
Of some fake world.
I'll do that.
State or something.
Okay.
Call it state of emergency.
Are you pitching something right now? I like half zoned out. I was looking, seeing what was ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm just trying to make more work for you.
Oh, okay. New shows. Let's see. Explosive Magico podcast feed. So I guess that's kind of where we're going to go. We were thinking of renaming the Boxcast feed anyways to encompass more of the network thing. Did we bring that up in the dinner hour? I don't even remember.
I don't remember anything from the dinner hour other than it happened.
And I'm ashamed of it.
Yeah. And then even while, you know, assembling it, I like tried to scrub my brain clean afterwards. But yeah, I guess that kind of parallels what we're doing with the YouTube channel in that we are going to do a number of shows and then post them all under the same feed, like what the Boxcast is now, Dinner mm-hmm. Hour, LOLJK.
Which I think we've recorded two of, but haven't released.
I don't know why. I haven't been a part of that. That's
yeah, that's you know, the show that I do with Kyle. You may have seen the really neglected Facebook page linked on a couple of our other Facebooks, but Kyle and I were going to do a podcast. We recorded two of them, and I think all the references in them are super dated. Like in the first one, we did our Super Bowl picks.
Oh. For 2013 Super Bowl?
Nope.
You're getting really ahead of the game.
No. Kyle ended up having to work super late, and so we were going to start at about 9 o'clock, and then we ended up not starting until 12:30. And by that point, we had both worked at 8 that morning. So there was, like, zero energy, and then we started drinking, and by the end of it, we were just that weird sort of, like, drunk, tired, but still pushing through it. It was sort of
like that thing that we recorded the last time.
Yeah, the other thing that people ended up liking way more than our actual prepared show. So,
well, if you guys have any ideas for shows you'd like to hear with any of the voice acting pool from DestructoBox or GPA hosting, pass those along because we are open.
We'll gladly steal your ideas.
Yes. Boxcast at DestructoBox.com.
Thank you.
I really would like to do the one with Don because Don is a licensed bartender.
Mixologist.
And I'd like to do a podcast where she hosts and just makes us a drink and then we drink it for a long time.
I think that sounds like a great idea.
And then she can talk about it. But we'll just...
Do we have to talk about it?
We can talk about what it tastes like.
Okay.
And how great we feel.
I'm pretty sure we like tricked her into saying she would do that when she was on last time.
Yeah, we did. Right. I really want to do that one.
All right, well, that's been like 6 months. Dawn, it's almost time. You have to get back to us, please. You stop returning our calls and our emails. please email us back, Don. We miss you.
So I guess that's our news.
News! News! News!
Didn't think I'd be this rusty at the sound effects. It's only been like 3 months.
I thought we would have more interesting news.
There's just so much. It's just sort of pointless to update all of it.
Overwhelming.
Yeah. Who knows? Hey, guys, this is what we've been doing for 3 months. It's a six-hour podcast, and it's only news.
Yeah.
Super exciting.
They would love it.
Would they? Who's they?
I don't know. I don't know if anybody's going to listen to this ever again. I think we've been away so long, people probably aren't tuning in. Do you tune in?
Have we been away too long?
Downloading in?
Email us. at what is it?
Boxcast@destructobox.com.
Let us know that you're still out there. We think you are.
Or if you're not out there.
If you're not out there, email us anyways. We don't get a lot of fun email. So I actually every once in a while go back to the Destructobox comments, and there'll be ones from like a week ago from whenever I go there and be like, hey, when the hell is this coming back? And I try to keep up on those and say, hey, we haven't forgotten about the show. We're still making another one, but we're writing this one. So sorry, I guess.
In my fantasies, we just do a Kickstarter and people give us millions of dollars to do more Destructobox.
Yeah.
I don't know if we would just morbid curiosity to see if we did a Destructobox movie, like how much money we would raise.
Let's set it at $1 million, like something that'll never happen, to see how much we can get away with, and then we'll do another one and set it at that amount. It's like, hey guys, just do that again. And then we'll actually like it wouldn't be embarrassing.
But except that like I would like jokingly donate $500,000 if I knew it wasn't gonna happen, and then it probably would happen.
Oh shit.
I have never had that much money cumulatively over the whole course of my life.
I'm quitting my job, Kim. Phil's paying me for the next 3 years.
Oh no.
Yay.
Better muster up some investments. That's an adult
investment
thing, right?
Something the company should do, I guess.
The markets.
Stock.
I went to the markets. This had a lot of produce.
I bought some steaks in a company with butter sauce.
Ooh.
Yes.
Tell me about this butter sauce.
I know nothing about business. It's really embarrassing to everyone that I am.
I'm sure we owe taxes on something.
Shut up. So, hey, Phil, do you want to hear some voicemails that we got? 3 voicemails since the last time we were recording. Voicemails?
Yeah.
We're either out or fast asleep, so leave a message after the beep.
Boop. All right, so let's get to our first voicemail. I almost said email. I gotta remember what to do here. Hang on,
some kind of mail. V-mail.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Oh, Joey. Joey, I'm such a big fan of yours. I've been wanting to call so long.
That's nice.
Joey, I want to bonk you so bad, Joey. I want to bonk you so hard.
Bonk.
I want to roll and rub myself all over your box body so that I cut my body on your box edges. Like a 90 degrees, slicing up my body like deli meat. Oh, Joey. Oh, I've seen you on the internet. Oh, your box is so hot. Oh, it's so rigid and stiff. Oh, Joey, I want you to put your box dick in my box vagina. It'll fit perfectly. Like when those kids have those spatial reasoning puzzles. Like when you have to put a box in a box and a circle in a circle and a triangle in a triangle. And it makes you show that your kid's not dumb. I want that to be our genitals. Oh, Joey, I'm so excited thinking about it. Call me back. We can meet up at a truck stop or a McDonald's play place or even a hotel if you really want to get fancy. Call me. My number is 523-4272. I love you. Oh, forever.
So, there's no area code, though.
No, yeah.
How are you going to call them back?
I was worried for a second, and then I'm pretty sure he's hitting on the not me version of me. So that's good, at least, because that got really personal.
The spatial reasoning puzzle metaphor for sex is probably the best I've heard.
Just to make sure your kid's not dumb.
Are you sure that wasn't Kim?
That does not sound like Kim. I will ask her, though. Moving on.
Well, maybe don't bring it up and then use the spatial reasoning puzzle metaphor on her.
Sure.
Like when you're dirty talking.
Yeah, her. Dirty talk. Hey, you want a spatial reason? Is that how I would do it?
I'm going to all spatial reason up in your...
Whatever. Triangle? Right?
Yeah.
All right. Next voicemail.
Hey, Destructive X. I haven't found your tweets for some time. I gotta say, I just like your tweets.
Oh, that's nice.
I like your tweets so much. Sometimes in the middle of the afternoon, I just pull up your little Twitter accounts and look at all your tweets. And then I tweet my tweets. And then I tweet all over my belly. And then I have to take a bath.
Yeah, people still take baths.
I don't know. He didn't hang up yet.
I've said too much.
Okay, this is a very hypersexual voicemail thing.
I think people have gotten kind of lusty in our absence.
Yeah, I guess. Heart grow fonder or whatever.
Yeah.
Heart grow super sick and weird.
Heart grow harder. What?
That's a serious medical condition.
Yeah. Heart getting hard? I got hard heart?
Yeah. It sounds very funny, but it's very serious.
All right, absence makes the dick grow harder.
Yes, exactly. I'm pretty sure that's true. Last voicemail.
Hello. I am a voice actor. I am calling in regards to a job for the Destructo Games.
I don't think we posted a
Monster
job.
Bar. See, I'm not English good, but I have many strengths of character. For instance, I can provide many radishes for long winter. I also am capable of great gusto when confronted with dangerous boar. A tusked boar is no match for Grigor. My name Trigger. I fight the ball. Is joke. So, if you hire your Igor, you will get many good voice actor strength. For instance, I will provide also, in addition to radish and boar meat, I will give many, many praise to women which you mate with. They will be very praised by Grigor, and I will only perform sexual acts that you require of me on her when you are fatigued from too much sexual confrontation with penis attacking vagina. So, to summarize,
please,
Grigor provide voice for the Destructo game. Also, radish. also, boar head and mini esophagus for stew. Also, will praise loved one. Possibly loved too. Also, will have sex with loved too. Please give me your job. or Grigor will be forced to confront you.
Okay.
And I do mean that sexually. It's custom. Thank you, Androsny, for this opportunity. I hope to hear back from you soon. This is also a voicemail and my resume. I do not know how to type.
Okay.
Grazie. Auf Wiedersehen.
That was like a one-sided interview.
Yeah.
Got to learn to know a lot about Grieger.
Hired. You had me at radish.
All the radishes. I don't remember posting a job thing, but...
No, super secret job board.
Yeah, Grieger knows some people. We should get Grieger in here.
Yes.
I need to meet him.
He can host Radish Cast.
Oh, yeah, new show.
Radish Cast. Only soon. On the Explozo Magico Podcast Network with your host, Grieger.
That resume voicemail probably cost him about $50. Wherever the hell he was calling from.
Yeah, international calls are expensive.
So, should we open up the voicemail now?
I don't know if people want to call us.
They want to call us and have us listen to their messages on the show?
Do you guys want that?
I don't know how everyone
I want everybody who's listening to answer the question audibly, aloud.
Wherever you are right now.
Wherever you're doing, and scream it at the top of your lungs, do you want to call and leave voicemails for us to play on the show?
I'm pretty sure I heard an okay whatever.
Some of you didn't say anything, and I'm severely disappointed in you.
I'm disappointed as well, so that makes both of us.
Fine, we'll give it to you.
So if you want to call in, we can put your voicemail on the show now. Call us. Ready? Get your pencils. 818-453-0277. Again, that is 818-453-0277.
Wait, I'm putting it in my phone.
Okay, you want a number again? Again. That is 818-453-0277.
0-2-7-7.
So, wait, what it'll sound like,
it's zero ass.
Zero ass. Actually, yes, that's how I remembered it for a really long time.
Nice.
When you call it, it's going to sound like somebody with a disconnected phone, like a magic jack that doesn't actually ring. It just goes straight to a voicemail. Leave your voicemail, and then it gets sent to us as a wave file so we can respond to you if you, like, I guess, don't like typing. Or what?
Yeah, maybe you don't have hands.
But don't call and threaten us because it does leave your number. Or call and threaten us and then we'll find you. So we'll play it on the air and give your number out, I guess, if you're a dick.
Yeah.
So I think that should be fun. We'll get another more fan interactive element on here. Again, number is 818-453-02-ASS.
No, that's too many.
Zero ass.
Yeah. What's the number? Say it very bluntly.
818-453-0277. That's 818-453-0277. Zero ass. Ass.
Ass.
So call us, I guess. That's voicemail.
We're either out or fast asleep, so leave a message after the beep.
A lot of good voicemails in there. Hopefully we get some more from you guys.
That'd be pretty neat to actually hear some of y'all's voices.
I mean, we do act out your voices to each other, what we think, from the ones that write in.
Yeah.
You've heard Joey's rendition of some of them on the show. All super flattering.
Only flattering. Come on. Okay. Well, this has been sort of a rough restart, I guess.
I don't know. I think it's gone better than I anticipated it going.
Yeah.
But my hopes were super low.
You're right. It's
it's not like riding a bicycle, guys.
It's kind of like riding a bicycle.
It's, well, I've been riding a stationary bicycle this whole time, and I'm super sweaty.
But maybe someday we can actually ride the real bicycle?
Yeah.
I'm trying to follow this metaphor.
It's a new podcast I call Phil Riding a Bicycle.
Just the whir of the stationary bike fan. Weird grunts. Well,
it's my Phil cycling class podcast. Just take it to the gym with you while you do your cycling.
Phil spins? Yeah. Sounds like Phil's Phil biking spins. Right behind you.
Yeah.
Can we, let's record a 45-minute Phil spins.
Yeah.
Why are all our podcast ideas so terrible?
I like the idea of me doing a workout podcast where you take me to the gym with you and listen and I just coach you through the different workouts.
Just screaming at him random like, you can do it. Keep going.
Push. Push.
Your tight shorts look nice.
Yeah. Don't pop a hernia.
Is that what you do with hernias?
Pop them.
Papa hernia.
Papa hernia. So that's my new character is Papa hernia.
Don't squeeze out them hernias.
It's me.
It's me, Papa hernia.
Papa hernia. Oh, I'm my side hurts so bad. Oh.
I imagine this is what would actually happen if you're recording the Phil Spins workout tape. You just kind of start to forget you're doing it and go on tangents and finding
fake. It's me, Papa hernia.
Yeah, Phil's workout tape is great. I felt like he was right there coaching me through everything.
You don't want to meet me because I'm full of pain, and you have to have some sort of medical procedure to push me back into you
and put some sort of cream all over me.
I'm inside of you. I'm trying to get out.
So deep inside everyone is a Papa hernia.
Papa hernia. I live in all of you. I'm like Jesus.
I'm trying only in your asshole.
I'm trying to escape through your abdomen. Let me out, I'm Papa hernia.
Oh. You know what I just realized? I was mixing up hernias and hemorrhoids. So yeah, hernias are not in your asshole.
Hemorrhoids are my brother.
Hey, it's me, Uncle Hemorrhoid.
Hey, Uncle Hemorrhoid. Let's get out of this person.
Hey, Brother Hernia. Right, we're brothers, right? Because I'm Uncle Hemorrhoid.
Yes.
Hey. It smells down here. What the fuck are we doing?
I'm trying to escape. On your side.
Yeah.
With this person, he's using proper workout procedure and breathing.
But at least
stop breathing so I can leave you.
At least you're living in the classy part of town. Your place don't smell like shit all the time.
Doesn't smell that great. Have you ever smelled the inside of a belly button?
Have you ever smelled the inside of an asshole?
Smells like wet dicks and popcorn.
Actually, yes, I have. Weirdly enough.
I remember that time that guy pressed the belly button up to the asshole. We got to talk.
Was it the same guy? Because that's really impressive.
He was in yoga class.
And then he died shortly after because he did it super wrong.
Yeah, he wasn't breathing. I almost made it out. This is me, Papa Hernia.
This is me. Was it Cousin Uncle Hemorrhoid? Forgot the name of a stupid fake sitcom. So.
That's our workout.
So, little characters on the exercise video?
That's our exercise podcast with Papa Hernia and Uncle Hemorrhoid.
Yep. Look for that soon. So let's get into mailbox.
Pieces of mail stuck in a box. It's mailbox.
That's what happens when we're too unfocused for too long. We have to have these things or shit like that happens.
That felt great.
Just like olden times.
We're back.
Oh yeah. No, we remember when we talked about hernias and hemorrhoids for a while? That was pretty fun.
I already started that podcast.
Okay, so we have a bunch of really old messages. Sorry to everybody who wrote in like three or four months ago. We'll try and touch on a couple of these. We'll probably just have to
streamline.
Wipe the box out and get new messages because everyone kind of asked timely questions that we couldn't answer. So we'll just hit a couple of these. First up, just want to give a shout out to Dominic for his birthday, which was probably 3.5 months ago at this point. Maybe more than that. Happy birthday, Dominic. Thank you for continually writing in.
Hope you're still listening.
Hope you still get this.
Happy Birthday.
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 Yeah.
Birthday.
Everyone else stop listening for a second. This is just for Dominic.
Echo whispers.
Happy birthday.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Birthday.
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 Cool.
All right.
So we've figured out a way to do creepy birthday greetings or
yes.
wishes. So next up, Craig. Just Craig.
Craig with a K.
Craig with a K. Hey guys, I've been a fan of the show for a long time and figured I would finally send some questions in. My first question is, if you ever could make a Destructobox themed candy, what would it be? Please no chocolate shaped characters, that's too obvious.
My candy would be Phil's Nips, and they would be basically gushers.
Oh god.
But you would just pop them in and then they'd gush.
That's really gross.
Flavored juices.
Isn't there a candy called Nips already?
Not Phil's Nips.
But is there a candy called Nips? Do they gush?
I don't think they gush.
Am I thinking of Dibs? Is there a Nips?
Dibs
though?
Is ice cream. Nips, there's something that's called Nips.
Is it?
But it'd be Phil's Bloody Nips.
Right. So it'd be like a cherry or strawberry filling. Look like a fried egg.
Yeah.
Is the,
it's like just like real, yeah, but they'd be more shaped like nipples, like little.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's nice.
Little nipples that you just bit into and then they gushed flavor. And I guess if we want them to be edible, we should make them like strawberry or cherry
instead of like infection flavored.
Well, like, you know, those Harry Potter jelly beans that taste awful.
Oh, yeah,
like
I ate a couple blood. Of those. The grass one was kind of refreshing. It's weird.
I think the it would be edible, but it would just taste like blood. Like, you know what blood tastes like. Everybody
pennies?
Knows what blood tastes
like. So
it'd
be penny flavored.
Like. Everybody knows what blood tastes like.
You ever suck on a penny?
No.
Don't do that.
Done. I will heed that
is
advice.
It are Nips those chocolate-covered pretzels in the blue bag? Or are those Flips?
Those are Flips.
So Flips and Dibs are a real thing. Nips, I don't know.
Nips is a real thing. I just don't know what... I know it exists, but I don't know.
If you know what a Nip is... right into us at boxcast@destructobox.com because I have a computer right here, but meh.
Yeah, but so Phil's Bloody Nips,
I'd eat them.
Tastes like blood. Edible though.
I would get one of those. You know what a squeeze pop is? It looks like a tube of toothpaste. It has a round ended that you just squeeze the tube and like liquid pours out over the rounded tip, and you just lick it. Called squeeze pop.
It's like a Go-Gurt.
No, it's like jelly, like sugar jelly, but I'd make a glow in the dark, squeeze pop and just call it Glotion, but I'm pretty sure glow in the dark things are not edible. So we'll have to figure that one out.
Yes.
But yeah, everyone should go buy some squeeze pops. Let's get that stuff back. Just lick it on plastic, that goo that shoots out over the tip of this weird plastic thing. Okay. I lost my paper. There's more
here. If you are a culinary scientist and want to... make some limited edition candy for us, please write to us at boxcast@destructobox.com.
There's got to be a way to make something glow-in-the-dark edible. Because it'd get all over your teeth, and that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now I want that. My second question is, if you could be any animal you want, but two of your legs are paralyzed, which one would it be? So I'd just be a sloth, because that seems like kind of the same thing. Just do what I do normally anyway.
Do sloths, do they have four legs or they have just...
Yeah, they have two weird little bendy legs and then two really long hook hand arms.
But are they arms or legs?
I think they're arms because they're different from the other ones. I think they're technically supposed to stand, right? They sleep all the time. It doesn't matter. They don't do anything except look super chill. So that'd be fine.
Yeah, I think I'd be... some kind of bird, because I just think that it'd be funny for a bird to try to land with like dead lifeless legs. So every time we like came in for a landing, just kind of like roll to a stop.
If you got good at it though, it'd be pretty cool.
And then walking around on his wings.
Terrifying. My last question is, it does he say that? My next question is, when can we expect Destructobox shirts or other merchandise to be available?
As soon as we figure out tax stuff.
Yeah, that's tricky, turns out.
Yeah, being like a legitimate store and having to deal with sales tax and all of that is not super fun.
And accept payments and pay, what is it called, like... proprietor tax or some weird shit.
And then there are services that kind of help you do all of that, but you have to be able to move a certain amount of volume to justify spending the money on the store infrastructure.
Yeah.
And, well, we know that some of you would be buying our stuff. We don't know how many of that would be. So hopefully now that we live in the same area, we can start to sort through a lot of that.
The shirt stuff already exists. If you saw the Dirty Shorts video that just went up where we're super cool in it, the shirts exist, and we just got to figure out exactly how to get those out to people.
Yeah, and we know people that will print shirts for us.
Mm-hmm.
Just requires more effort and foresight. And then it's running like a merchandise scenario while trying to make things and make multiple things at that is proving to be a little bit too much, in at least in our employment periods where we have other real jobs that
when we're unemployed, it's
help us eat and our wives not leave us.
Details.
I'm sorry that we don't have anything more to contribute to that other than
it's,
we really want to make it happen. If somebody else has suggestions or services or things
has done it before,
want to point us in a direction, we are more than open. So boxcast@destructivebox.com. Let us know if there's a good, legitimate way to do it, because we are an actual company, and that means that we have to do things legitimately, because we have to keep records and submit tax forms and lots of not fun stuff. So
they don't make it super easy to be a company, it turns out.
Yeah.
I like business cards. I pretty much just wanted a business card, but it turns out to be a lot of time and money. Which, like, anything we do outside of the shows takes time away from the shows. Even though I'd like to see a million people wearing our stuff. But
all right. I'm tired of being bummed out.
Yeah. I attached a picture of some boxes Joey and Phil I thought would be pretty good and figured you guys might like it. Can't wait for a second season. Bye. He made some really cool paper cutouts of Joey and Phil, those Foldy Craft guys. I thought we may have posted this on the Facebook page back when he actually sent this to us. That was a long time ago. I suppose that could be a cool episode art in addition to Phil's driver's license photo as well. So maybe, yeah. I'll make a combo or something.
Yeah.
Next up, you got the next one.
Is it the Matt?
Yeah.
Well, we had some unofficial poem submissions from Matt M. If you recall, we had a poetry challenge for super fans Adam Scumdog
and Steven Sagasay. We have one of them.
Yeah,
but as of right now.
Yeah, we're not going to read it until we get Adam's and.
Oh, you're straight up calling him out, Adam. You need to send in your poem.
Yeah, we know that you left some sort of super depressing reason why you don't have your poem, and we feel really bad.
Yeah, but send us your poem.
We still want the poem. write a new one. Make it better.
Now that we've done a show since that, though, I think like if we don't have it by the next one, then the 5-month grace period has passed.
Yes.
Okay. So, Adam, you have until we record again. It could be in 2 days from this posting, or it could be in 3 months from this posting. You got to send it.
Sooner rather than later.
Otherwise, Steven wins by default, and that'll just be a really lame segment.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to.
But anyway, Matt M. throwing his poetry talents into the internet sphere. We have a haiku. Destructobox rules. My megadick is solid. I need season 2. Next we have a limerick.
This isn't going well.
Destructobox land is the best. There's boners, snow tits, and sandwich sex. If I could only live there with Unka, oh yeah. On movie night, we'd make a big mess.
That's a pretty good ending to that.
Thank you, Matt, for those poems. He also has a question for the show. You mentioned during the dinner hour that there was a video recording. Will that footage and any awesome behind-the-scenes footage on the animating, editing, or voice recording of DestructoBox be released on the DVD?
Sure.
Lots of things will be on the DVD.
If and when that DVD comes out. I think the plan, you know, at least right now, is once season two is done to look at the DVD stuff again.
Just do a comprehensive.
Yeah, with all of season one and two on it. I think a lot of this stuff in that question would be good stuff for the Explosive Magico channel, for sure. And then do some more specific feature-ready stuff for a DVD, but the dinner hour footage, I don't know, that's kind of tough. I'd have to get a lot of people to say that that's cool.
Yeah, and we'd basically, maybe if we just time-lapse it and over 10 seconds do the whole.
So you can't see or hear any of the bits?
A lot of like shaking and then slowly sinking into our chairs as we got too drunk.
Dinner hour, while I would like to do more of those, and it turns out people would like to hear more of those, that's a very taxing show to do.
Yeah, and it's a very time-sensitive, specific scenario.
I think each one shaves about 6 months off our lives, and then it takes 2 or 3 days to recover, and then we have to cut out all the things we actually do say that are too inappropriate, even for the dinner hour, which, if you think about what the dinner hour was, there was stuff that was cut out.
Yeah.
So, I guess thanks for listening to that anyways. There was a debate whether or not to even post that for about a week or so.
But it happened.
We'll do more. Phil's here now. We have to do more. We'll at least do a finale. First one was pilot finale. We'll do the finale at least. And then if another one happens after that, then something went horribly
awry. Bonus.
Bonus finale.
He also asked, Matt asks, have we ever tried Booker's bourbon? It's amazing.
I haven't drank a lot of bourbon. These last 3 months have been pretty dry for me, I will say.
I haven't had Booker's bourbon, but I'm willing to have it.
Does that mean you should send us some? Or send maybe. Your bourbon to our or phone number.
Send us money, and then we'll go buy bourbon.
Yeah, I think Knob Creek is the most expensive bourbon I've had, but it was mostly because it came in a cool wood box.
I mean, I do like Maker's.
Is that bourbon?
Yeah.
Oh.
Maker's, supposedly, for all of you health nuts out there, has the most alcohol per calorie of any alcohol. At least some independent study said that.
Like per shot or whatever?
Yeah. Per drink? Like for the amount of calories that you're bringing in with Maker's Mark, you're getting the drunkest.
Oh.
So.
Good to know.
If you're on a diet and you still want to get loaded in a calorically conservative fashion, Maker's. But I will try Booker's bourbon. Yeah, we'll have to go to the liquor store.
Right after we hit stop. We still have a trunk of booze.
Yes.
Yeah.
The booze trunk.
So if you want to be part of the show, you can, as we said, call us 818-453-0277. Or you can email us. To get your questions in here, boxcast@destructobox.com. That's it for mail this week.
Pieces of mail stuck in a box. It's Mailbox.
Well, I think we're at the end of finally a new DestructoBox cast. So
and I got through it.
Yeah, wanted to thank you all for sticking with us, asking us when the show would be back, where's the new season. It's awesome to hear that you guys still care about our dumb stuff we make. We appreciate it, just so you know that, even though we are not always around. Again, email us, write to us, call us, whatever you want to do.
There's a lot of ways to get a hold of us.
Yeah, and we'll listen. We will listen. So we will hopefully be back sooner than 3 months from now with a new episode of the show. We'll give GoDaddy and iTunes a little bit more time to get their shit together. And if they don't, then, I don't know, we'll just do a dramatic reading of all of this stuff that we've emailed them and
yeah,
like really throw them under any sort of bus, train, truck, whatever we can.
Hey, iTunes.
You should be scared.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, iTunes.
Hope you're listening.
Probably are not listening. So that's it for BoxCast 12 or update cast, whatever you want to call it. Thank you, guys. This is Joey.
And Phil.
And we will see you guys next time on the Destructo Boxcast. We're getting funky in the funk, after party.
Funk.
Getting funked. So, this is a funky after party.
Yeah.
Can you tell? Wait, we're supposed to talk like this with the funky after party.
Funk.
Funkin' after party. So if you want to get extra funky, you can go to destructobox.com/mini poster. MINIPOSTER. And then I post a thing up there that looks like a poster.
And get funked.
And get funked on it. You can print it out. It's a full size 8x11 or whatever those measurements are, piece of picture that you can hang on a wall.
Max out your printer.
Use all your inks. It's actually for the people who care about this sort of thing. It is the cover of the Destructo Box Pitch Packet book, if you would like to know, which is also the cover of Joey's Manly Manual from the Old People episodes of last season. So that's kind of neat. You can use it as the cover of your Trapper Keeper or something.
Keep your traps.
Keep them kept. So thanks again for listening to an all-new episode of the Destructo Boxcast. We appreciate you guys coming back to us again and stuff funk.
Funk, funk, get on the funk. Funk, funk, get on the funk.
I got the funk everywhere. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm covered in funk.
Yeah, me too.
So much funk.
I'm gonna go shower.
All right.